right, listen. Hey, we got a topic going on. We had a big debate in the studio. We be in here talking, and we didn't even plan on talking about this, but it just came up. There's a new article on why more women are single now. It's a new article. And what did Hollywood is our producer. Where did you get the article from?
It was, if I recall, it was on Facebook. And the source.
The shirt? Wait a minute. I said a shirt. I said an article.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Like, that's a new joke.
What are y'all talking about?
Anyway, the problem is, you know, we've been talking about a long time. We talked about Ebony and her dating fiascos.
Excuse me.
And a lot of her girlfriends, we talk about it all the time, that her girlfriends are having to be the man in the relationship nowadays. And you're having to make your own money. And when it comes to finding the kind of man you want, you have to assemble that man. You have to find a man that has, that likes to go out and have a good time. You like to have a man that goes out and do things like eat and concerts, and even a man that can knock it out for you every now and then. So you have to assemble a man.
Why you just put words in my mouth like I just be coming in here talking about I need my back beat out?
but what's the problem?
So now the problem is that there are not any men out there nowadays that you want to date. And a lot of it has to do with maybe single women raising men. And there's not a lot of men out there that you like. A lot of acceptable men.
So I guess my question for Ebony, what turns you off? What you sick of? Like, damn. Because you did tell me you had an episode up in, it wasn't a date, but you were just talking to a guy at a bar in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
He was at the W.
Well, the biggest turn off to me is a guy that presents as if he wants anything from me. Anything. I mean, for what I do for a living, don't ask me for concert tickets. Don't try to give me your CD. Don't try to, you know.
Come looking for something. Angle.
Right, and a lot of times people think that it has to be about money. What I like and what makes me feel good, because a guy can have money, but if I don't feel protected or safe with him, it's a done deal. If I feel like if an intruder come in the house and he can't protect me, I don't care how much money in the world. I like a man.
A manly man.
Man, that's what I like. And I think that the roles have been reversed. For example, I think that it's a blessing and a curse to be considered a successful woman, because some dudes won't step to you because they think they can't measure up. And they hood, have said that to me.
And hood chicks keep a dude.
They do.
And I noticed that women that's on a, let's say you got a degree in... let's say middle class, and let's say if you have a degree in mechanical engineering and you're making $150,000 to $200,000, women like that I know, they cannot keep a man. They don't have a relationship.
Well, it seems like successful women are a little bit more demanding, and a lot of times maybe the demands that you expect, you know, a lot of dudes maybe are not necessarily up to snuff.
That's sad, though, because you're a man. You should always be up to snuff regardless if I'm a woman and you're a man.
This is true, but look what you're dealing with, and Hollywood hit it on the nail. You got a lot of dudes who have no idea how to be a man because they weren't raised by men.
That is sad. So that leaves people like, you know, similar to me, and I date and I have successful relationships, but it is a little tougher. You're like, dang, now, this chick over here ain't really doing much. She not doing much. Why does she have a man?
Because some women know how to relate to a man. Some women know when to back off, you know when to give a man his space, and you know when not to be needy and clingy and overly demanding of his affection.
I'm very submissive. I'm girly when it comes to that, but right. I think that it may present as something that's... I don't even want to try to go there. Let me go and do something that's, you know, a little bit
now, here's a problem that I have. Okay. Reason I can't find anybody is because I'm a homebody. And when I go out on a date, if I take a woman out to dinner, I don't, you know, people tend, and people are going to do it. I'm not mad about it. But people are going to tend to, you know, walk up to ask for pictures and stuff. But I can't go anywhere to meet someone because I really like my privacy, you know, because I like to be me. See, I can get somebody to come do my yard. I do my own yard where we cut down 40 trees in the backyard yesterday, planting flowers I work in my yard and stuff every day. You know, I cook my own food and stuff. You know, I just try to keep a balance because I don't want the TV shows, the radio shows and all that stuff. And you having success to take away from my manhood and my ability to fix cars. Like if something happened, my alternator go bad on my Cadillac, you know, I'll go and get the part myself and get up under the car and just fix it.
That's a man.
I just like, I like, right. At the end of the day, at the end at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I'm taking a shower. I'm wiping off dirt, grass, grime off of me, and just sitting in my and look at my yard like, look what I done. But it's just a problem with me. Like, it's just going somewhere to meet somebody. And I can't even meet nobody because, hey, man, you know, people want to take pictures and stuff. But right, I just wish I could just go somewhere where didn't nobody know who I was. And I could just meet a woman just on, like, she don't know who I am or what I do.
Uh-huh. I know get that. But I think the basics for me now at this point is that I feel like the man should take care of everything from the front door forward.
I believe. The yard, I agree. And the cars.
I agree with that.
I totally agree.
And the woman
agree.
Should take care of the stuff that's in the house. I'll make sure you eat.
Because I don't want to deal with bills. And I even help you cook. And I'll wash clothes.
Make me feel safe.
I mean, I'll wash clothes, man. I'll wash. You know,
I done bought clothes up.
I done bought clothes up in here and folded and did. Folks, I have done laundry while we're doing the morning show. Set up in here and folded towels and rags while two songs playing. I got 8 minutes. I can knock out by 9 or 10 towels.
I hate when you turn into Bernice Jenkins. Man, I can fold 8 towels in 47 seconds.
I do it all, man.
Ain't nobody doing no dog hamburger.
All right, tell us about your dating challenges. Get at me, 1-866-9-RICKY. Ladies, call us.